May we wear God's love like warmth upon our hearts. Amen. So, I'm going to start off a little different than I usually do, and this isn't actually part of the sermon proper, but I felt it was important to kind of share how I got to the sermon that I did end up writing. And we've been talking for a number of weeks about the body of Jesus, his body and his blood and nourishment. And so a lot of this thinking about bodies and our bodies and how we present ourselves to the world with what we wear, what we don't wear, and the stories that our clothing can tell, and sometimes those stories are intentional and sometimes they're not. And then it got me thinking about when I was in the Army, there was always this phrase of look good, feel good, look good, be sharp. And then that got me thinking about, you know, how do we carry ourselves in the world and why do we carry ourselves that way? And then it got me thinking about when I was younger, I had very long hair, and it was curly, and I was very thin, but I didn't love myself, so I hid my body behind really baggy clothes so that I couldn't, so you wouldn't see me. And then as I started to love myself and embrace myself fully, the hair got really short. And the clothes completely changed, and I didn't have a lot of dresses anyways, but there's no dresses in my closet. And I always joke with my wife, if there's a dress and I'm in it, something is terribly wrong. So I'll just share that little secret of the Deppies with you. And then I got to thinking about the stories that our bodies tell, the stories that are worn into our bodies, and how we get those stories that have become etched into our bodies, and how sometimes people choose to wear hijabs or hoodies, and how people project stories onto what we wear. But that isn't the story or the sermon that I wrote, but I thought it was important to share this story. So Jesus says to us, the words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. We are reminded again that to find wholeness within, we must care for our spirit and our bodies. Paul in Ephesians is trying to show the people a way to think about caring for their spirit and their bodies by wrapping themselves in the armor of God, by putting on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. And these past few weeks of the gospel, it's being hammered home to us that we find life in Jesus' life. We find nourishment in his flesh and blood. We will find our best selves when we seek and look for Christ, because there we will find ourselves reflected back to us as beloved. And I've shared before that personal invitation brought me to the Episcopal Church. And what kept me coming back was the people, the liturgy, and seeing my own self embodied in the Eucharist. I finally felt wholly welcomed. I finally could believe again that the church did not hate me for whom God had created me to be, a lesbian woman. So when I was recently confronted with someone telling me that my ordination was invalid because I was a woman, and therefore this person would never take communion from me, and to boot, he didn't see my same-sex marriage as valid, because for him, marriage was meant to be between a man and a woman. I girded up my belt, tapped my breastplate of righteousness, and told this guy his theology was crap, and why. Now, maybe you're thinking this was a one-time unfortunate conversation, but it isn't. And the woman I am now knows how deeply loved I am and how worthy I am of God's love and grace. But the child I was, the young woman I was, did not know these things, because my upbringing and Roman Catholic religion of my childhood told me I was less than for being a woman and being a lesbian. A person shouldn't have to prove who they are to you by their personal, private body for you to respect them for who they are. I never thought something like this was possible, but now I have realized that it is okay to be myself. For most of my life, I felt like I was sitting in no man's land, waiting for someone to give me a push so I could feel finally whole. These are just a few quotes from transgender youth and adults. According to the CDC, 34% of LGBT youth are bullied on school property. 10% are threatened or injured with a weapon on school property. And the CDC shares the best way to help LGBT youth is to give them positive verbal reinforcement of their worth. Paul's prayer for himself and what he asks the community of Ephesians to pray for on his behalf is that when he speaks, that his words of the good news be spoken with boldness, a boldness that echoes the deep, deep love that God has for each one of us. Our words impact people's hearts. Our prayer, too, should be to be outward and visible signs of love and acceptance. Paul offers us a way to orient our souls, a way to orient our prayers and supplications that brings hope and peace and justice to others, as well as for ourselves. Paul is offering us a way to stand firm that enables us to not sacrifice our basic principles, but to strive for solutions that are mutually beneficial to the greater good. Amen.